The last couple of weeks I've talked about Jesus Christ. There are so many people who believe differently than what we do. That Christ is God, you know, the very Son of God, but He is God. And there's a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And today I want to speak about the Holy Spirit, the third person of what we refer to as the Trinity. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God, three persons. A couple of weeks ago I showed Bible verses that told us that Jesus Christ was God. God the Son. The Son, the one God, the Father. Today I want to show you some Bible verses that tell us that the Holy Spirit is God. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, it's the most powerful chapter in the Bible almost that I say many times. For in this chapter, God was making plans with Jesus Christ. And making plans of how He was going to bring about us. He would bring together all things through Christ in heaven and in earth when He finished making them. Today I want to show you the verses tell us that the Holy Spirit is God. And God tells us Christ would hear the truth, the gospel of the salvation, in whom also, after we have believed, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession into the praise and glory of God. Now, if God seals something, I'd say it's sealed pretty tight if God does something. So keep that in mind, the sealing part of it. For the Holy Spirit was with the Father, Son, making plans for us before the foundation of the world. And when we read Genesis 1-2, if you want to open that and follow along, obviously the first book of the Bible, the first chapter of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Holy Spirit was there at creation, was there, and He moved upon the waters. Holy Spirit had His hand in the creation of the heaven and the earth. And if we read Luke 1:34-35, I'll turn there quickly for you. Page 914 if you're looking. Chapter 34, verse number 35. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them, deriding Him, saying, He saved others, let Him save Himself, if He be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked Him, coming to Him, offering Him vinegar and saying, If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. And a subscription also was written over Him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrews. This is the King of the Jews. He was not believed of at that time. Jesus Christ was not believed of at that time. And neither was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which is shall be born. If you remember Mary, if we go to Luke chapter 1, I throw a curveball at you, it wasn't chapter 34. Again, you see the Holy Spirit throughout the whole Bible. Luke chapter 1, verses 34-35. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be? And the angel just said, Mary, you're going to give birth. Seeing I know not a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Holy Spirit was there when God was making His plans to make things. The Holy Spirit was there when God created all things. The Holy Spirit was there when Mary had a baby inside her, which would be Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost is the one that came upon her. The Holy Spirit had His hand in the birth of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit had His hand in creation. The Holy Spirit had His hand in the plans that God made before the foundation of the world. And we'll read Matthew 3:16 that Jesus was baptized. And when Jesus was baptized, He came out of the water. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove and lighted upon him. And God the Father declared, "This is my Son, whom I am well pleased." The Holy Spirit was there with Jesus Christ when he was baptized. And when we read John 14, 16, and 26, if you want to turn to that, these are very, very important scriptures. Page number 934. Chapter 14, verse number 16. "And I will pray the Father," this is Jesus, "and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter." Now, another comforter means one like him. Another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Keep that word forever in your mind. It's a powerful verse I'm going to come to shortly. Then if you look at verse number 26. "But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever," which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was there when Jesus Christ was telling his disciples that he was leaving and was going to send one like him to be with him. And Jesus told the disciples that God the Father was going to send another one like him to be with him forever. Keep that word forever in your minds again. It is the Holy Spirit that comes to dwell in our hearts. And what does the Holy Spirit do for us while he is dwelling in our hearts? I'm glad you asked. Listen carefully as I read to you what Paul wrote in Ephesians 1, 13 through 14. Paul wrote, "Having believed, you are marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance unto the redemption of those who are Christ's possession to the praise of his glory." People ask me, can you lose your salvation? And some people say, yeah, and I preach hell and fire. But once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes into your hearts. And once the Holy Spirit comes into your hearts, he is sealed. Now, sealing by God is something different than a seal that we might put in there where you could break it apart and tear it down. That means it's going to be there forever and ever and ever. So when you ask me why a membership in baptismal service is so very, very special to me, it's because an individual at that time, either individuals of the children who are being baptized or the people who are joining the church, they confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, it may have already been that, but they confess it before others. And when they do that, the Holy Spirit is in them and sealed forever and ever and ever. You can't break a seal of God. Others might preach differently, but I look what God himself has written for us. So that's why it's so very, very special to me when someone joins a church. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit through the pledge of our belief in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, which leads us to witness the change in our lives. We do this by worshiping God in the church of our choice and by serving God as his children. And number 7, I saved this for last, which is our membership in baptism. Again, I bring that to you. The Comforter, Jesus said, will be with you forever. If we truly believe and accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit will dwell in our hearts forever. Our salvation is sealed forever. I think it's the most powerful thing that I could ever preach and tell someone. And with that, all God's people said, a little bit louder. Amen. That's the most powerful thing that we have. All God's people said amen to something like that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty Father in heaven, we praise your name. We thank you, Lord, for your Son. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the triune God that you are, Lord, that you're there to teach us, that you're there to open things up for us, Lord, that by receiving Christ into our hearts as Lord and Savior, you'll send the Holy Spirit to dwell with us forever, Lord, and seal it, Father in heaven, seal it so we'll never lose it by believing, Lord. And we thank you, Father in heaven, for that. I thank you, Lord, this day for the sun that's out. And pray, oh, Father in heaven, that you'll continue to give us good weather. Maybe a little bit hot, Lord, but still give us good weather, Father in heaven. Be with the farmers, Lord, let their crops grow. And be with each of us, Lord, let our faith in you grow each day. Let us be close to you, Father in heaven. As you've drawn nine to us, let us draw nine to you, O Lord my God. In Jesus' name, amen.